Hello, kids. This is Risk, the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. I'm Kevin Allison, and every Thursday, we release these special episodes that we're calling Classic Risk Singles. Each of these episodes features just one story from our earlier years. If you're new to Risk, you should know that the podcast can be very uncensored. This week, a story by Julia Rossi that she first shared on the podcast in March of 2010. Here's Julia now with a story we call The Grind.
When I was about 8, 9, 10, I'm not sure, it's pretty fuzzy, I became obsessed with humping things. Anything I could get my Esprit sweatpants on, I would hump pillows, side of the bed. All of my stuffed animals have been humped by me. When I go home now and I see my stuffed animals still in my childhood bedroom, I feel like all their eyes are glaring at me being like, you slut, you know, every single one. And I didn't really know what I was doing when I was humping things. I just knew that it felt really good. And I kind of had assumed that I had invented it because nobody had told me about it. And then I started to think, oh my God, I invented it. When I grow up, I'm going to write books about it. I'm going to teach classes about it. I'm going to have seminars all about it. But then the fact that it involved my thingy, I knew that it was probably a bad thing to do. So I only did it at night when no one was around. That was until my mom purchased what to this day I will say is the best sex toy in the world, a beanbag chair. She bought this white, gorgeous, gorgeous beanbag chair, and it was in the living room. And the way I discovered that it was a great sexual partner was that one day I had stayed home from school, and I was watching Different Strokes. Not a sexy show, but I made it sexy. I was sitting on the beanbag chair, kind of like this, like squatting on it like a frog. And I was sitting on it, and it was the episode of Different Strokes where Arnold and Dudley got stuck in a haunted house. I don't know if anyone remembers this episode, but it was a scary episode, very special episode. And I got scared because they were scared, and I kind of started tussling on the beanbag chair in fright. But then my tussling sort of turned into ecstasy tussling, and before I knew it, I was like full on like fucking a chair. And I don't remember if Dudley and Arnold ever got out of that haunted house, but I do remember something very special happened that day. I want to say I fell in love, because every time I would go back to the chair, it sort of like stroke its pretend face or whatever and just do it. But the problem was the chair was located in a very public part of the house, the living room, and I had already decided that it was reserved for special private time, but I didn't care because this chair was so good to me that I would just find ways to like sneak in a hump even if someone could walk by. Maybe the risk part of it sort of turned me on as well at age 10. Like I even knew what that meant. And I didn't even, it didn't take a lot for me to want to do this thing because I would hump it while watching anything. Like I remember one time I humped it while watching She-Devil, which the only like kind of naughty scene in it I think is between Ed Begley Jr. and Roseanne Barr, so I don't really know what that was all about. I remember one time I was humping the chair while watching that show Out of This World, and my dad walked by, and I remember like I was like mid, you know, grind or whatever, and I really wish I could have done that finger pointing thing that Evie would do to her boyfriend and just like pause time and get off the chair so my dad wouldn't notice. And I still don't know if my dad ever noticed what I was doing, because then we had dinner after I watched Out of This World and got off, and my dad didn't say anything to me, but my dad doesn't really talk to me, so it was just like a regular dinner anyways. So and I would like this chair, I would think about it all day long. Like I would be in class, and one of my friends would be like, "Do you want to come over after school and play?" I'd be like, "No, I'm really busy humping furniture." Like I didn't care. I just couldn't wait to get home. My mom was thrilled that I wanted to be home all day, and I was like, "You don't even know." So I then met this girl, and she basically ruined my love affair. Her name was Jill, and her mom had given her a book about sex, and this book taught her all about sex, and she in turn taught me all about sex. And what she taught me was about masturbating. And when she got to that chapter, she said, Julia, do you know what masturbating is? I was like, yeah, totally. Of course. No idea. She goes, well, it's when you touch your thing or you rub your thing against something and it feels good. You didn't do that, do you? And I was like, oh my crazy, no. Why? She's like, oh, well, because it's really gross and you can get pregnant. Clearly, Jill did not read the whole chapter. I later found out, pre-Google research, looked in the encyclopedia, you can't get pregnant from doing it, but it was so gross. And I confirmed this fact by asking all my little girlfriends. I was like, you don't like touch your... And then they're like, ew, that's so gross. And I was like, yeah, totally. Like dying inside. So upset. So I decided I had to quit. I had to quit this romance because the last thing a little girl wants to be is so gross. But I didn't know how to quit. I was like compulsed to just like... It was there in the living room just like asking for it. You know, like I just wanted... Ugh. And I would like... pray to God. Like, I literally would be like, please, God, help me stop this thing I need so badly. And I thought it was going to stop when the chair broke. The chair popped. I was the only one who sat on it. I was like, what, 80 pounds? Like, the seams popped. And I thought my mom was going to throw it away, but she's frugal. So instead of throwing it away, she put it in a trash bag. She was like, oh, you can still sit on it. Like as if it was still... So I would. So now I'm humping garbage, you guys. Like, I didn't care. Like, the plastic was all ripped. Like, it was just... But I eventually did kind of lose interest. The more I got interested in boys, I got less interested in inanimate objects. And I was interested in one boy in particular, this guy Rick. And Rick was, he was a football player. He was very popular. I gave him my first hand job during the movie Mighty Ducks 2. He was a great guy. And he was black, and I only mention this because I grew up in like a very white suburb, and he grew up in a more urban part of the city. And whenever he would call, like my mom would be like, Julia, Rick's on the phone. I would like run to my CD player and like take out my Poison and Warrant CDs and throw in like SWV and Jodeci and Silk and like have the phone kind of like pass the CD player to be like, hey, just listen to some urban jams, you know, like so I could have like hot street cred at like age 15 or whatever. So I would do this, and I would have this, like R&B music playing in the back. One night we were on the phone, and he was like, I was just talking, and he was like, oh, so what's going on? And I was like, oh, you know, just had some pizza, whatever. And he's like, uh-huh. And I was like, what are you? He's like, just keep talking. And I was like, okay, I bought new Z Cavarici pants at the mall. And he was like, and I was like, what are you doing? He was like, oh, okay, thank you. And I was like, what just happened? He's like, oh, I just jerked off while you were talking. And I was like, what? Why didn't you even say anything sexy? And he was like, it's just your voice. What, you don't touch yourself? And I was like, ew, no, that's so gross. Like, why would you accuse me of such a thing? He's like, well, you really should. I'm like, I absolutely couldn't. That's crazy. And he's like, do it. I don't know if it was just this, like, sexy urban voice and, like... Like the sounds of like Silk's Freak Me Baby. Oh yeah. Like playing in the background. But I was like, all right, I'm gonna do this. And I did. And since then, I have proudly admitted to doing quote unquote it. However, I haven't done it with a beanbag chair ever since. And I just say it was really funny because my mom eventually threw away the pile of garbage probably about 10, 13 years ago, I'm not sure. And but not too long ago, I didn't even know they sold beanbag chairs anymore, but she replaced it with a brand new, ironically, black beanbag chair that is sitting in our living room, total virgin, untouched. And I gotta say, I was just home 2 weeks ago, I'm not even kidding. I like walked by it and I was like, hey, what's up? And the chair was like, hey. And like, my stomach dropped. Like, I couldn't believe it was there, just like, you know, and to this day, I haven't been with a better lover. I will say that. Thank you.
That is all for this week's Classic Risk Singles episode. Now, don't miss out on our regular full-length episodes. There's a brand new one every Tuesday. And everything you might want to know about us is at risk-show.com.